And that's why the Aristocats should have been in the new Star Wars movie.
The newest Star Wars movie isn't even out.
Well, no. I mean, it was out. The newest that is
Dude,
out.
Dude, we're recording
this. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, we're recording. No! Yeah. E3.
Birds!
We missed E3. We didn't get to talk about this, so this isn't really a current episode, but we're just yes. gonna... I want to go through highlight reel.
Exactly. You're breathtaking.
Breathtaking.
No, you're breathtaking.
The highlight of E3, obviously, Keanu Reeves doing Cyberpunk 2077. Obviously, somebody in the crowd yelled,
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, I just need to make two statements. Number one,
yes.
Can we, like, have a petition to make Keanu Reeves the next Wolverine, please? Like,
I'd be down.
I feel like he could do it. If he can do John Wick, I feel like he can do a Wolverine.
There's no way he can do
Wolverine. I don't think he can be, I don't think anyone can be as good as Hugh Jackman.
But
he can try.
Keanu comes in a close second, I think.
Also, if Keanu Reeves cannot be Wolverine, can we make Danny DeVito Wolverine?
Oh, that would be beautiful.
I heard there was a petition somewhere, I don't know where it is, if it's online or in real life, about making Danny DeVito the next Wolverine.
Oh, I would love that. I would go to the theater 20 times just to watch
it. Yeah, I would, like, if there was just a full, just Wolverine origin movie, and it was just Danny DeVito.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Just Danny DeVito is all the...
I was talking about that with my dad, and he's like, do you even know who Danny DeVito is? And I'm like, yes, he's the Penguin from that one Batman movie that Tim Burton worked with. He's the ringmaster in the new Dumbo, which he worked with Tim Burton.
True.
Yeah.
All right.
Tim Burton has a type. And that type is Danny DeVito.
I like his type.
Danny DeVito.
Anyway, E3. Yes. Obviously breathtaking. The most breathtaking of all the E3s.
Yes.
Also, we got Banjo.
Yeah.
And Smash.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's pretty neat. Everybody was freaking out about it.
Banjo-Kazooie,
yeah. So, I've played Smash, like, twice. I don't have a Switch to play it on or anything, but...
I have a Switch.
You have a Switch?
Yes, I can try to bring it over sometime.
Wow. We could do Smash review.
I don't have Smash, but I do have Mario Kart.
We could do Switch review.
we can do a Switch review that's like 3 years late.
True. Anyway, yeah, that was one of the things. And the game I am most excited for, besides Keanu Reeves being in Cyberpunk, the game I am most excited for is the Kakarot game.
What is that?
It was a Dragon Ball game that they announced at E3.
Cool.
And it looks like it's going to be on Xbox, which is what I play on.
There's actually a My Hero Academia game. It's kind of like Smash Brothers.
See, really, there's only two. So, on mobile, you've got Dragon Ball Legends and Dokkan Battle.
There's also a random fairy tale game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not really that fun. From what I've seen.
On Xbox, or console, anyway, I guess, you've got Xenoverse and Fighters. Fighters is the best one. But now we've got Kakarot, which I'm excited for. It looks sort of like an open world
thing. Yeah, I didn't know, I mean...
Like a story, which looks amazing. And it's got Frieza.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's got Piccolo. It's got everybody.
Piccolo!
Piccolo, the instrument. Mr. Piccolo.
Piccolo, oh no. I don't know. I don't watch Dragon Ball Z, but all I know is that there's this channel called The Dew. If you are over 12 years old, and you can handle yourself, totally watch him. He's really funny, but he's kind of mature, so.
The Dew? Okay.
Yeah, The Dew. He does guitar stuff, but he also has, like, done VR chat and other video games and played guitar. One of my favorite jokes he's done was this person was able to make really weird sounds with a, plastic chicken toy. It made the chicken make it sound like it was screaming, and then the dude just was like, oh, I can make my guitar scream, and it was just, and then the people were like, are the Nazis invading? This sounds like a police siren.
Wow.
And then the dude made a joke of like, but what if a police sounded like this? And he started playing Thunderstruck, and they're like, put your hands up.
That's awesome.
Put him up where I can see him. I can't stop head banging, sir.
That's awesome.
Dude, I would love the police more if it was just Thunderstruck.
We appreciate you, police officers.
Yes. Now. We appreciate I'm going to call you cops forever. If that is disrespectful. If any of the viewers are a cop, an actual cop. Let us know if calling you cops is disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Like an interview with police officers. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, this you're was breathtaking.
This is just a little breathtaking mini episode.
Yeah. Really mini. This is probably the smallest we've ever done.
It is. But, I mean, yeah, we hope to have some more videos.
Yeah, and this one was just trying to film with comedy.
So. Yeah, we're not huge. I didn't actually even watch E3 live, and Val didn't even watch it at all.
Yeah, me neither. But yeah.
Just a little mini episode. We want to get more content out.
Yeah, thanks.
Even if that means making it shorter.
Yeah, thanks for being in. Bye.
Yep. Bye.